Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Welcome to the Journey Now podcast. My name is Kevin Dixon. I am one of the pastors here at Journey Church. And this last weekend, we just started a new sermon series called Our Journey. Well, it's pretty obvious that people are constantly changing. I look in the mirror and I see change every day. And it seems to have accelerated over the last few months. My beard is getting more gray every day. My face is looking older and more seasoned. I have a little less hair. But all this is expected. It's expected with age. With age comes change. One of my mom's favorite sayings, who just celebrated her 83rd birthday, is this: growing old is not for cowards. She's right. As we grow older, it's more difficult. Change, though, is inevitable. Time always wins. But I am thankful that identity is not rooted in my outward appearance or my physical condition. Because age always catches up with us. That is why what I believe about who I am is so crucial to being able to navigate spiritual change. If my identity is rooted in the person of Jesus and the truths about who he says I am, by the way, he tells me that I am an adopted child of God, and that God is my Father, and that we are, you and I, are worthy of being loved by him, and we are aware that he is actively changing us into his likeness, our identity is secure in Jesus. So being secure in my identity allows me to embrace what God is doing in me, the changes he wants to make. To know that I am loved and nothing can separate me from his love gives me a deep sense of security. That safety allows me to hear when I need to change. I know that his acceptance of me, just as I am, gives me the relational equity with him to partner with him in the changes he's trying to make, actually that I need to make. He's doing all this to work in me as an expression of his love. He doesn't just leave me in a place of blindness or wandering or just trying to find answers on my own. He actually intentionally reveals the things I need to change. He reveals how I need to change my thoughts, my emotions, my values, all this in the context of being an unconditional, accepted child of God who is deeply loved. And so applying these following verses to my understanding of my relationship with God was life-changing for me. At the end of Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul shapes our relationship with Jesus in this way. He said, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That is all true. An identity that is rooted in a loving, safe relationship with God fosters an embracing of what he's trying to do in us and change us. That same God who loves us that much is at work in us. And it's found in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. The God who loves us is doing a good work in us. Now that is the kind of change that I can sign up for.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.